Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report, and it's the only show on this or any other network, radio or television, that preaches, teaches, and follows through with functional medicine, provides you telemedicine cures and healing for anti-aging, wellness, and reversal of disease. That's pretty serious. I just had a contact earlier this morning from one of our guys, Richard, up in Los Angeles. He's involved with media. I don't want to give any more clues, but he's been in renal failure. They've literally tried to blackmail him into going on a renal transplant list and dialysis, and we've actually got him back, so he doesn't need either. This happens literally every day. We have people that have got restored vision, that were actually on treatment for retinitis. We have people with cancer that take our nutraceuticals along with other things. For example, I had a gentleman last week. We did an emergency metapathia scan, followed up on all of his medical history and so on, and he was diagnosed with pancreatic tail cancer, 5-centimeter lesion, and they think he might have lesions in his liver. My metapathia hunter scan showed he had recurring pancreatitis and yet no signs of it metastasizing to his bones, which you would expect retroperitoneally. So I recommend he go back to a specialist, get a spiral C-section CT and PET scan. Those are the gold standards at the top cancer clinics in America. And what we need to do is clean up his gut. And the way to clean it up is nothing available in the conventional medicine. It's our Living Probiotic Ultra, Berberstatin, Nutrimune 26Y, and our antipathogenics like Allicin Med. And when you take those and you clean out your gut, and by the way, small intestinal bowel overgrowth is not a benign thing. I want you to talk about this today, because SIBO can not only cause gallbladder disease and gallbladder stones, but it also can cause recurring pancreatitis and is the precursor for pancreatic cancer. I've never seen a case that has developed pancreatic recurring pancreatitis or pancreatic cancer that did not have SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and there's no exception. They always have SIBO for years before they finally get pancreatitis and then turn into cancer. Always.
Wow.
Interesting, well,
Yeah, the good news about that is SIBO, the small intestinal bowel overgrowth, which is something that's becoming very commonly cited in medical literature. As they look through different conditions that people are suffering, and they kind of cross-reference back to, do they recognize any kind of this small intestinal bowel overgrowth issues? They see a very common thread going on now, and then going, well, what's going on here? And we were describing it, I think, last week, you know, kind of word picturing and stuff for people is to think, if the small intestine is a certain environment, let's just, this is, you know, rough, but if you want to just say it's like Antarctica, hostile, it's not friendly to a lot of different species, if you will, and if they are, they're very selective of what can live there. And so when you're talking about an overgrowth, you're saying there's things that are now propagating in there that shouldn't be there. So I like to give people the imagery of thinking about like a gorilla showing up in Antarctica and say, what's a gorilla doing there? Well, unfortunately, Western medicine would look at that and say, well, here's a very high-powered rifle. Let's shoot the gorilla. Let's kill that thing. And you'll take it. It'll be some super high-powered antibiotic that'll kill that thing that's not supposed to be there. The real question becomes, how is a gorilla living in Antarctica? That belongs in the jungle, right? What happened was you changed your environment, right? Just like we talked about, you know, in nature where you're saying, hey, there's climate change. Well, you've done climate change in your own body, and you've done it, right? You've created basically an environment where this thing like a gorilla could live, where it's supposed to be. If where in the large intestine, it's down to the small intestine. How do they do that? How do they do climate change? So the number one reason, acid suppressive medications. You want to suppress that stuff so your stomach acid's wrong, then that pH of the intestinal tract is wrong. That changes the ecology. Stress, alcohol, antibiotics, other different kinds of medications, sugar. These things are all going to be one on top of the other, the things that are going to shift this dynamic climate and allow things that shouldn't grow there to grow there. But resetting the climate versus just pulling out the rifle and shooting the gorilla, the proverbial gorilla, you think about how do you change the climate back? And you do the exact opposite of what you've done. You stop eating so much sugar, drinking so much alcohol. You've got to cope with stress mechanisms properly. You've got to stay away from antibiotics if at all possible, right? Use them minimally or not at all. And then you start rebuilding. And you just were describing that from digest ease enzyme formulations to, you know, using things that are going to be healing in nature, like GastroHeal, supportive for the intestinal tract, the things that you need like NutriImmune 26Y. And then all of a sudden, you can reset that environment. And, Living Probiotic Ultra, for example, another big one. Oh, that's really important there. And so you start top down, though. You start with actually, which is ironic, start with adding acid back home for a lot of individuals to reset the problem.
Well, yeah, they're not digesting their food. They also, because of that, they don't have a sterile small upper bowel, and then they get infected. And then, of course, the infection causes gallbladder disease, pancreatitis, and eventually enough changes that the genes change so that you get cancer, if you want to call expansion. I've actually got some research suspicions based on the work I've done that cancer is actually return of tissue to the placental state. Now, most people don't realize that cancer has a lot of genetic similarities to placenta. And what happens is it's actually an escape phenomenon, trying to escape from a deadly situation in the body because of infections with fungi, bacteria, viruses, and toxins, heavy metals, radiotoxins, and chemicals. So if you've got chronic infection in your gut, you're going to get bad things happen. Ulcers, gallbladder disease, pancreatitis, and eventually cancer of the stomach or cancer of the pancreas, for example, or even gallbladder, like a cholangiocarcinoma of the gallbladder bile ducts is pretty deadly and often diagnosed late. Interesting, eh?
Yes, very.
So, Ryan, this is really an important thing, and a lot of people aren't aware of it. When I do my consults, and I order tests, and I use a couple of specialty labs like Genova Labs, Doctors Day Data Lab, or Meridian Valley Labs. We do a CDSA2. There's a new test panel now called a GI Map that measures PCR, but they do that now at Genova Labs as well, where they measure DNA markers of pathogens. It's amazing how many people have got chronic SIBO and dysbiosis in their upper gut, and they think it's nothing of it, and it's not a minor thing. It also predisposed to leaky gut syndrome, food sensitivity, and even autoimmune disease. I've never seen a case of autoimmunity, whether it's lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, or any other disease, unless there's SIBO and leaky gut syndrome. Isn't that interesting? And that includes multiple sclerosis. See, you do not get an autoimmune disease unless you have a leaky gut.
Absolutely breakthrough stuff for people to consider of going, well, what's
right, even on functional medicine doctors, they don't know that. I'm trying to teach doctors and patients. By the way, I'll teach doctors free. The only time I charge them is to review the charts they have. But if they call and ask me a question, I'll tell them straight up. I've discovered a lot of things. For example, I bet you've never heard of the idea that cancer is a return. Remember now, a good part of our genome codes for actually the placenta, which is actually part of our genome. People don't realize that unless you maintain high pH, toxin, acid, and high energy level free, you can't maintain high levels of ATP and NADH. You can't protect your artery walls. For example, methylation, we use a product we call Samethyl, which is very important for that. Now, of course, most people don't take it seriously when we tell them, well, BioLVR first and superfolate and pyrimethyl B12. But if methylation isn't working, you're going to fry your artery walls. You're going to not make digestive enzymes. You're not going to myelinate your brain, myelinated nerve fiber tracts for high-speed saltatory nerve conduction, or even your peripheral nerves. And you're also not going to be able to maintain your blood cells in your blood or your immune system. People don't realize that your bone marrow needs methylation, so your digestive enzymes. And there's a lot of methylation pathway deficiency in our population, and they don't get it. Their doctor certainly doesn't measure it. They just look for basically CBC, SMAC panel, differential panel, and say, oh, you're low. Okay, see you next year. They don't look deeper, do they?
unfortunately, that's not standard stuff.
Even methylation. Do you know if you don't get 500 to 1,000 milligrams of L-methionine before you do a homocysteine test in the blood, the test will miss 2/3 of the people that have a homocysteine methylation pathway disorder. 2/3 you'll miss by not doing a methionine challenge before you do the test the next day. Wild, hey?
Yeah. There's so much, you know, I know, I'm sure so many people listening just want to pull their hair out because they're like, come on.
Well, to me, it's like playing a grand piano. I'm a, let's say, a grand pianist of functional medicine, which is living pathology, trying to keep your carcass alive. And before you get symptoms and disease and terminal illness, to change the clock so you don't end up with somebody looking over the top of their glasses 2, 5, 10 years from now saying, I'm sorry, this is terminal, get your affairs in order. We don't want that to happen.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention all shoppers, so we're always working on developing a new nutraceuticals, new delivery technology. The neat thing is we can paint with the colors of these nutraceuticals, and for example, for cancer, here's the four phase things that you need to treat with cancer. Number one, you have to recognize cancer is an infection. It's primarily a fungus in the tissue, but it's other stealth pathogens, and when a tissue goes anaerobic, it bioaccumulates heavy metals, radiotoxins, chemical toxins like halides and so on. And they attach to various receptors, and they make the cell go crazy trying to survive. And it's an escape phenomena, cancer. It's not a weak cell. It's actually super strong cells. And I use the analogy, although I did it with Michelle. She said, don't tell me that analogy again. It's boring. I said, it's not boring. It's reality. Think of cancer as a six-term special forces delta guy who's in top shape. Let's say he's 40 years of age. He's a billionaire. He's got an IQ of 200. He has access to build in his own laboratory any kind of advanced weapon you can imagine right out of the 25th century. That's cancer. Cancer is not a weak tissue. This idea cancer is weak, oh my God, so bad you got cancer, those cells became weak. No. Cancer is an aggravated prepper who thinks the government's trying to kill him, and he's got evidence that that's the case. Because he's got lots of toxins, fungi growing around him, and all kinds of nasty stuff. That's what cancer is. And people don't get this, including oncologists. They think if they go in like a commando and cut it out, which is stupid because it spreads it through the lymphatics, or they blast it with radiation or they hit it with chemo, which destroys normal tissue in your bone marrow, they think that's going to fix it. If your normal tissues can survive the onslaught against the cancer, which is super strong, then your other body tissues have to be pretty strong, but it kills half the patients, just chemo. I did it. I have my notches on my chemotherapy gun, you want to call it, because I'm in my residency. I did a lot of chemo. And I killed a lot of people back 40 years ago when I worked in Vancouver General. And I can tell you, even for years after, until I kind of got the message that what I was doing was stupid, because people don't understand this. In order to become wise, you have to recognize you're stupid first. Right, Ryan?
Yeah.
You know, I just say, the tree of wisdom grows among the swamp of stupidity. How's that? In order to climb the branches, you have to swim across the swamp of stupidity to rise to the branches of wisdom. It takes a little bit of bravery. They really ask enough questions to find out that you don't know what you're doing and your colleagues don't either. Disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I give them these following nutraceuticals. I give them anti-cancer nutraceuticals, malignant block, elagic acid, things to strip the capsule from the tumor, seroflazyme and Inflamix. I give them Myco-D2 and Micell-D3. Without vitamin D, you cannot fight cancer infection. People don't realize that. If your vitamin D levels in your boots, it doesn't matter whether it's pneumonia or cancer or a viral infection. You can't fight it without adequate vitamin D levels. Then you need, of course, things to boost your immune system, immunoglobulins. A lot of people have immunoglobulin deficiency. Unless you do an immunoglobulin electrophoresis, a lot of people don't realize they may be immunoglobulin deficient in immunoglobulin A, which coats your gut, G, and various immunoglobulin M classes, which actually protect your immune cells and actually target infections. Think of immunoglobulins as condiments, like, you know, HP sauce if you're British, A1 sauce if you're American, Texan, or some other sauce, ketchup. And it literally tags the pathogens so your white cells can go down with their, you know, star lasers, 100 million degree temperature, superoxide, antimatter to kill the buggers. People don't get this. That's all immunoglobulins are. And if you don't have, if you have immunoglobulin deficiency, you want Nutrimune 26Y, which covers the main 26 human pathogens, viruses, bacteria, helminths, etc., that allow your body to actually kind of target little devils and get rid of them. Isn't that amazing, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice stuff, isn't it? I mean, yeah. Literally, when you think of it like Star Wars and stuff, you say, hey, that doctor, that makes sense. Yeah, it does, but your doctor isn't. He's giving you an antibiotic for your kid's ear infection when it's a virus or an allergy. It may be an immediate type IgG, IgE reaction or delayed IgG. And unless you do a blood test to know what the foods are causing that kid's eustachian tube to block, you're not going to fix it. Or if he's got a chronic viral infection, his Waldeyer's ring at the base of his throat and is tracking up to the eustachian tube to block his ear canal off from swelling from the chronic low-grade virus, how the hell are you going to fix it? Certainly the doctor has no antivirals. In fact, the ones they do have in the ICU are so damn dangerous, you can drop someone's hemoglobin a gram a day of hemoglobin. Mm-hmm. So you can't give them to a kid. But you can give them are things like Allicin Med, NutriSilver, Nutridyne, and, of course, the other nutraceuticals like Nutrimune 26Y and NutriDefense, which I designed, which blocks all viral capsids from attaching to your cell, kills all DNA and RNA viruses, and boosts your natural killer cell activity. There's nothing like it. And the most powerful antioxidant in the world is anhydrous ECGC catechin, which we import. Okay, so there's nothing like our NutriMeds. Nothing like. And your conventional doctor's lost in space trying to solve these problems. They're just going to throw things out like, hey, I'll give your kid an antibiotic. Why? You only get a secondary infection if you don't fix the obstruction to the eustachian tube. Any body cavity that's blocked will get infection behind it, including bacterial, whether it's your gut or your ear tube, right?
Yeah.
But do you think the doctors think this through? Are you kidding? If they thought, their hair would probably go on fire. People say, no, doc, it's not that bad. I said, it's worse. As I say, I do this almost like sarcastic stand-up comedy every day on the radio show here, Nutri Medical Report, but people say, no, it's not that bad. You have no idea the level of ignorance out there. That's why when you hear people talking about Bernie Sanders Claus and Ocasio-Cortez with their plan for health care, Medicare for All is just more of the same crap, magnified for everybody. And, oh, yeah, it's only going to cost $32 trillion over 10 years. And believe it or not, it's going to save $3 trillion. But it really isn't health care. It's pre and bombing care. Inappropriate surgery 2/3 of the time. Inappropriate drugs 85% of the time. That's not health care. And none of it's preventive. It doesn't prevent cancer, heart disease, dementia, or anything. It just monitors you while you're being pre and bombed. Crazy, isn't it? Oh, they'll save money, but it's not really health care at all, is it?
No.
Now, let's call it what it is. What functional medicine is, it should be integrated to everything. If you're a pediatrician, you should be giving your child things like Nutrimune 26Y and maybe some Allicin Med as a smoothie even. Open it up and make a smoothie. If you don't, your child's going to get a virus from being in a class or preschool. And giving vaccines and thinking this is going to protect you is craziness. These vaccines are dangerous. They're adjuvant-laced, heavy metals, toxins, biotoxins. And yet knucklehead people like Dr. Richard Pan here in California, this guy is a narcissistic, psychotic maniac. And they assume that all these vaccines are safe. They're not. In fact, Gardasil is now listed as a lethal vaccine. Did you know that? Gardasil is now listed on the legal registry in America as a lethal vaccine. You take it, and you take your chances. You might croak. Crazy, eh?
some fun.
Let's pick a couple more nutraceuticals, Ryan, and we'll walk and talk into it.
People out there listening and wanting to enhance the way their immune system works and protect themselves, the Power C Plus is one of the top formulations to go to.
Oh, yeah.
People are, you know, very familiar with using vitamin C and want to have the full benefit, but there's also a limitation to its absorption and utilization in the body, and that's where Power C comes in. Using what's known as the mixed mineral ascorbate blend, it's able to create a neutralized pH level, and so you can absorb it at a much higher level. And it's also combined with Bioferrin, which will enhance, and it's been shown to enhance, vitamin C absorption by 40% in humans into their blood.
Yeah.
So huge advantage, Power C Plus.
Yeah, amazing stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, by the way, whether you're fighting cancer, turning off viruses, overcoming sepsis. If you give this even by feeding to someone in a coma, it'll turn off their septic shock and death.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Radio.
And welcome back, and so let's continue with the amazing discussions here. Tell me what you let's look at, say, bones or arthritis. What do we have for people with arthritis, which is not going to increase heart attacks? If you take ibuprofen, you have a 31% increased risk of heart attacks. For bones, people are taking bone stuff from the pharmacies or ordering online. And all it does is actually calcify their arteries. I had an interesting request this morning about a gentleman. If I take vitamin K2, is it just leaving the plaque behind and just removing the calcium? I'm thinking, this guy is asking good questions. No, you have to take good anti-inflammatory fatty acids, which is Omega Supreme Pro, and you have to take follow vitamin K2 to decalcify plaque in your arteries, and you got to take enzymes to break it up, because it's a combination of fiber and another plate that's all stuck together like a Haitian tar paper shack. So you want to be taking things like urinotokinase and Inflamex, and you need to take things to methylate the pathways. In fact, we're looking at, we have the semethyl, but it's really expensive, and it contains 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine, which is great for your digestive enzymes. We're looking at designing a nutraceutical that'll have, say, 30 soft gels of 200 milligrams of the S-adenosyl methionine in a soft gel. The current semethyl, I love it, actually. I take a sachet, open it up, it's a nitrogen, so it's actually prevented from metabolically being activated or degraded. And it protects your methylation pathways to myelinate your brain, your digestive enzymes, your artery walls. It blocks homocysteine, which is the thing that's going to fry your neurons in your artery walls. And it protects also your methylation pathways for peripheral and central neuropathy. It's a big deal. If you've got dementia, there's three causes for it. Dysmethylation of your myelin sheath for your nerves. Neurotransmitter deficiencies. And by the way, the tryptase and paralyzed enzymes that are required to convert amino acids into your neurotransmitters require methylation, as well as alcohol dehydrogenase pathways. So if you don't have methylation support, whether it's bio-LVR or bumping it up to semethyl, you're not going to be able to make neurotransmitters in your brain or your tissues. Isn't that amazing, eh?
Mm. Yep.
And I don't think people get it. They're like, oh, no, that's not true, Dr. Deagle. I'm thinking, for God's sake, why do people think like that? Right? It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah. Terrible.
So, so Ryan, let's talk about this. What would you do for someone's bone? We have a bone generator. We've got micelle D3, micro D2, full vitamin K2, and we have for your osteoblasts, and we have, of course, collagen max. I just recently had a friend of mine who has retinitis, and he had to have his eye tacked with lasers because his retina is separating from the back of his eyeball. And they keep on lasering him. Every time they do it, of course, he tries to stay away from the fovea, their center of vision, but you lose peripheral vision every time you zap the eyeball. And if you want to tack it down, one of the things after a vitrectomy or laser, you have to use collagen max, because the collagen holds every organ together, including your eyeballs. People don't realize whether it's a expanding aortic aneurysm or retinal separation or a varicose vein where you need vein away, you also need collagen max so your vessels have elastin and collagen so they don't get bubbled out or get so enlarged that the valve leaflets of your every so many centimeters in your legs don't become incompetent. You develop a large column that eventually clots, and you've got now clotted varices. So collagen max is really important, but for bones, bone generator, micelle D3, micro D2, full vitamin K2, and collagen max. And I also tell people to take the minerals in their vitamin mineral max and minerals plus. Without those extra trace minerals in their albion chelate, which is the best technology for delivering them, you're going to be deficient in the metabolic pathways to support connective tissues. And if you don't build a rebar in your bones, which is where collagen max comes in, and even our NutriMed's Royal Jelly, which makes procollagen, you're going to have dense bones on densitometry, but they're not going to be strong bones. It'll be like driving, it's like saying, I'll give you $1 million to a truck driver to drive over a bridge with no rebar in it. And you say, keep your money, I'm not driving over, I don't want to die with my truckload and 20 tons or 30 tons of rock on top of my head or concrete because there's no rebar, right? He'll just tell you the stuff's the money because they're straightforward. So what do you think of for bones? And I tell people do a densitometry, which you can do once a year or twice a year, and you can measure deoxypyridine and pyridinoline in your urine to see if your bones are being destroyed. And once you start our protocol, in 3 weeks, you'll stop tearing your bones to hell. And it doesn't matter if it's your hips, your back, or whatever. And what happens with women especially is they outlive their bones by 20 to 30 years. So being in a striker bed or a wheelchair because you've got a compression fracture and you can't walk or move is not funny, especially in chronic pain.
No. And this bone building capability of the body is something we remind people of, right, is that it's ongoing. It doesn't stop just because you've, moved into, you're 35 or 36. It's like, but you do have to fuel the body with the right building blocks for it to make an impact. And so, as you're saying, there's some very critical things from vitamin D to vitamin K that have to be there. Otherwise, your body is not going to be in the proper place to be able to build. And then when you are supplementing as in regards to what builds bone, like the bone builds formulation, you're talking about it's a full bone complex. So all the components that you need in order to build bone are in the correct physiological ratios and available so that you can do that. And they're powerful tools. Like you said, you can show it's working. You can start going the protocol with Dr. Bill Deagle, and you can use the laboratories, like he's saying, so that you can monitor things.
Yeah, I can send the links and do the lab test on you. It's a urine test. You can send it in yourself. You don't have to go to a lab.
That was
Gosh, doctor, you can prove that? I said, yeah, I can. So you don't need to be exposed to stupidity. For example, giving bisphosphonate drugs, which I researched for 45 years. I was doing research in rheumatology in the mid-70s. With the head of the American Cutaneous Arthritis Association, Dr. John Woodbury. And I can tell you, I've seen how people are wrecked by taking bisphosphonates. They're dangerous. They're dangerous. They don't make your bones stronger. They make them more dense. And they destroy your osteoblasts.
Yep.
Pretty crazy,
eh? So, just what you brought up, too, people don't realize this, is you take a snapshot of bone, and people are like, yeah, I'm having my bones measured. Let me ask you something. Are you losing bone now, or did you lose it previously?
Right.
So what do you mean? Are you losing it now? And they go, what do you mean? How do I know? I don't know when I lost it, or am I losing it consistently? We're like, we don't really know the answer. The testing that you're talking about, Dr. Bill, is really cool because you go, look, you could have lost a lot of this bone mineral density when you were sick, like you said, Dr. Bill, and laid up for 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something like that, or had injuries. And you may actually be okay right now, but you're behind the curve as far as what density is.
And by the way, when you do that, you want to be taking our supplements, and you want to use Lumen Photon over the weak areas of bone. And you want to be exercising on a Sonic Life, the sine wave compression of your piezoelectric crystals. You can prop up a 90-year-old with weak bones that can basically, if they stand them too hard or exercise them, they're going to get a compression fracture. You put it gently on the Sonic Life machine, you can even have a relative hold either arm while they're standing there. And the compression of their bones will actually make their bone density increase when you take the right supplements. In other words, signal plus substance equals healing. The signal of Sonic Life, sonic waves going through your to compress the crystals, combined with the right nutraceuticals, and the right light therapy like Lumen, and I'm actually working with Dr. Hipskind to license my epigenetic frequency treatments developed by Dr. Linus Pauling, which I've learned how to generate and I'm going to have patents on shortly, allows you to regenerate any induction of any messenger RNA for any structural proteins and enzyme in any organ. Disease and death is simply a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes in any target tissue, period. That's what I call Deagle's corollaries of living. In other words, and no tissue gets sick unless it's hypoxic and acidotic, which is why Power C is so important. Once the electron density of your cytochromes is increased, the pH automatically increases. In fact, you can test your urine. As soon as you take Power C, your urine pH rises. It becomes alkaline, which is what it should be, instead of acid. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is simple stuff in some ways. Intuitively, it's the opposite of what a lot of people think and know, because they don't know what they're doing. But they aren't willing to ask questions because they don't want to be embarrassed, because they've been doing it for years or decades. Crazy, eh? Going to get the straight poop here, as they say. Only your poop will be pathogen-free when you take our Nutrimeds. Aha.
If you like...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Discussion this morning with my wife and younger son, and of course they were talking about Bernie Sanders and healthcare. Now, to be honest with you, everybody has their particular point of view, but in other words, if it's not put through rigorous logic and analysis, and the most important thing people need to do is ask better questions. If there's only one thing I want people to do on the show is not believe anything I say or do, or any of my guests, is to ask better questions, and then seek evidence to support that, and then pray. In other words, get the Urim and Thummim stones in everyone's soul that tells you yes or no if it's true or not. And what people don't understand is when they want to set up a dialectic of left and right, whether it's socialist or capitalist, healthcare should be a right. But it has to be rational healthcare. Just providing healthcare where you provide more drugs and more surgery and more senior homes and more places for you to deteriorate in while you're drooling the last 20 years of your life, this is not what I call healthcare at all. Healthcare is solving the problem of what is aging, what is disease. Healthcare is solving the problem of spread of stealth pathogens that are all through the population that people don't realize are causing serious infection and disease. A lot of people don't realize your body is not sterile tissue, whether it's your gut or other tissues. In fact, Cornell University discovered 5 years ago, they published roughly, that 28% of patients you can culture out of their brain viruses, many of them they acquired when they got childhood vaccines, and they're growing in their brain 60 years later. Isn't that wild? So basically, my basic modus that I've discovered, and I consider myself a 63-year-old, 3-year-old. People say, why do you choose 3? I say, well, 2, you're learning to talk to adults, and at 4, you're learning to shut up. And I want to be able to talk and not shut up, so that's 3. Asking questions that irritate your adults or around you, whether it's your parents or other people, is important. And what you'll understand is, for example, I believe that all Americans deserve health care. Because how can you have the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness if you don't have a healthy body? No matter how wealthy you are, you can be a billionaire. If you don't have your health, you've got nothing. Because there's no such thing as a U-Haul following the hearse, is there? No U-Hauls follow the hearse into your grave. And if you think your doctor's trying to rescue you, I can tell you, no, they're trying to rescue their 401k and how they can buy a bigger boat or fancier apartment or a fancier house, maybe in the Grand Cayman Islands or someplace where they take off for vacation. They're not trying to rescue you. You might think, they're really ethically good. Yeah, there's a lot of good people, and they're gamma-type personalities. But to be honest with you, only about maybe 5 to 10% of people are truly empaths that are concerned about you first, and then their budget and their finances second. And especially if they've been trained by the state licensing authorities and the insurance carriers, they're going to follow the money, just like a bloodhound follows the blood. You know, if the bird's been shot and there's blood in the tree, the dog is going to smell those blood drops a mile away and get that bird. That's what it is. So let's talk about a few other things here. What are the major issues that, let's say, you'd be concerned, say, your relatives that are, say, a generation older, 20 years older? What are the main concerns you'd have that you want to protect? Let's say dementia.
Yeah.
What nutraceuticals would you recommend from our armamentarium? I'd say right off the bat, Cognition Plus, Brain Power, Brain Mag. Right off the top, and Neurogen to remodelate the brain.
Yeah, and, great stuff right there. You know, yeah. let me hit on one. We talked about this last week too. Brain Mag, it's really to me a starter point for a lot of people, because Brain Mag is a special form of magnesium crossing the blood-brain barrier, and it's got great research in populations like that are aging and having cognitive difficulties, and then as they're measured for their brain age using dynamic testing, they were able in 12 weeks to regress the brain age by 9 years in 12 weeks, just addressing this magnesium issue. Fascinating. And then I'm with you. Then there's Cognition Plus. It's a great additional. I think it comes at it from different directional issues, so that you're looking at some of the things like vinpocetine or Bacopa and various forms of nutrients to help support the brain and its functionality. Huge ones right there. Brain Power is more of that, high level of just vinpocetine, so that you can enhance blood flow to the brain, nutrient delivery to the brain, and reduce oxidative stress in the brain as well.
Right.
So I think that for a lot of people, if you were asking, like, hey, those are my family members and those are people that I want to help protect, it would be Brain Mag and Cognition Plus right off of that, those two things, and watch what happens in 12 weeks. And that may be you. You know, it may not be a family member, it's yourself that goes, yeah, I don't know what's going on. My brain, I'm not connecting, not clicking. We see remarkable changes with people in the way they're functioning. Exciting.
Yeah, it is amazing, isn't it? And you can actually, how you can quantitate it? See if you think Dr. Deagle doesn't know. First off, you can measure organic acids in your blood to actually see if your brain metabolism is stabilizing. You can measure oxidative stress and even your mineral levels. For example, your blood level of mineral doesn't tell you what your brain level is. You can do a quantitative electroencephalogram called a Quig scan. And I can refer you to Lexicor, which is a company that built this technology in Colorado. And I trained under it. It's actually used by our top intel agencies, the Lexicor scan, which can be also used as biofeedback to train your brain too. But there's no doubt in my mind that if you take our nutraceuticals, your IQ is going to rise. And if you're getting early scattering, I call it the time when people realize that they're actually in trouble, is they're down to their last few good neurons that are trying to find each other. They don't realize, long before they have it, they're having cortical shrinkage, dysmyelination, neurotransmitter deficiency. And if they look at a SPECT blood flow scan, looking at their blood flow in their brain, it looks like Swiss cheese. That's not good. You don't want to wait until your brain is like, you know, as they say in the drag race thing, it's not going to get off the drag race, right? And you take our stuff, your brain says, whoa, I remember all my grandchildren, all my grocery list. I remember all the things I'm supposed to do in my job today or whatever. I can multitask. It's amazing. You say, why is my brain acting like I'm in my 20s again? It's because you're taking Nutramance. Isn't that amazing? You know?
It is.
You can run, and they can say, oh, you can do a 5-minute mile or whatever if you're 40. But can you do the test in the brain? It's not just a little quiz you do. You can actually do quantitative electroencephalogram that measures voltages across the cortex, coherence patterns between different neural network arrays, and you can actually see if you see neural patterns or not, if there's coherence in the frequency matching of the neural entanglement, in other words, we call this, so the area of, say, visual motor cortex from the same phase and frequency. Those are quantitative tests you can measure to say, hey, your brain is working better. And I'm sure when they've done these studies, they say, you know what? Our stuff is so good, your brain's going to work better. It's amazing, isn't it?
Sure is.
So we have just a couple more minutes here, Ryan. What do you want to pick next?
Dr. Bill, I think that the shakes are really important for people because they consolidate so many things that people need to work on.
Right.
So if you're looking at something like Ageless, for example, or glycemic meal, these things they're just powerful ways to kind of come at it as a meal replacement, but then nourishing the body with specific ingredients like in Ageless, for example, those bioactive immunoglobulins being critical to helping to support the way that the immune system functions to protect our bodies from, the onslaught from viruses, bacteria, environmental challenges, even food-based allergens, and then the support of things like sulforaphane in there. Why? Because it's a massive phase 2 upregulator, and that's a NRF2 driver. And so that allows your body to do a better job of regulating its antioxidants, enhancing things like glutathione, enhancing its regulation of the inflammatory balance in the body, as well as inducing better phase 2 detoxification pathways. Huge. Or glycemic meal, great tasting shake that is just powerful. I was just looking at some of the latest research on a compound that's in there that's it's a digestive enzyme carbohydrate. Digestive formulation. It has got, I just saw the newest study that was done with this ingredient, but what you do with glycemic meal is you can use it as a meal replacement if you want. Use a half serving before you're going to eat any meal. And what it does is like a massive preemptive strike that stops your body from raising up blood glucose levels and inhibits the oxidative stress that follows for meals. And so it's like the French paradox when people go, why are they eating fatty foods but yet still able to prevent heart disease at such an effective rate? What they would use is preemptively a small amount of red wine, right, as one of their ways to preemptively stop the onslaught of oxidative stress that happens in their bodies. But glycemic meal is designed for them a much more comprehensive and aggressive way to do the exact same thing, inhibit this tidal wave and onslaught of oxidative stress that eating us ourselves does. So great.
Exactly.
To help people in their bodies.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. If you don't know what to take, just drop an email. Go to contactus@nutramedical.com. If you purchase any product in the last year, you can even get a call back from Dr. Bill. Then, if you have a case that's too complex for a simple answer, I can provide a consultation with testing, referral to specialty clinics. I integrate it with actual medicine and surgery and alternative clinics around the world. So there's nothing like what I provide from anybody anywhere on this network or anywhere else. This is the only place to go to for comprehensive anti-aging, functional medicine, live better, live well, telemedicine. NutraMedical.com, the best nutraceuticals and advice on earth in any country, right here.
Have you had credit?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.